This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying Isaiah 64 in recent visits. We saw what is said in this chapter and then determined what it meant. Then we took what we found and applied it to our own lives. We saw that given the desperate conditions Israel faced, it was right for Isaiah to passionately pray that God would come and do an awesome act of forgiving grace. We too, when faced with similar conditions, should commit ourselves to waiting in God's presence and passionately ask Him to come and do a new work of forgiving grace. Often we'll find when we come to God in this way, He'll make us aware of our utter sinfulness. Isaiah confesses in verse 6 and 7, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and made us waste away because of our sins." When we become aware of our uncleanness and that even our righteous acts are like filthy rags, we get discouraged and lose hope. When this happens, we need to remind ourselves, yes, we are mere lumps of clay. We can't produce anything worthwhile by ourselves. But in the hands of the master potter, a door opens to a new whole range of possibilities. He can fashion and, if needs be, refashion our lives into something of rare beauty. He even takes the blemishes in our lives to accomplish something unique and useful. That's why, like Isaiah, let's pray that God would rend the heavens, come down, and do it again.